From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. What's that noise you say? Well, that's not noise. It's the sound of over 200 amateurs attending Sunfest 2017. SCARC's annual hamfest, Sunfest, exceeded all expectations. It was held 2 weeks ago in the usual spot at the Woombye Hall and was filled to capacity with more sales tables than ever before, and a lot of new faces and others we hadn't seen for a while. There was the barbecue breakfast, coffee shop with assorted dummies, and best of all, there was a ton, literally, of things to persuade people to part with their hard-earned cash. SCARC would like to thank all who came along and the members of the club that made it such a great success. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I seem to have said this all before, and here I am repeating myself. As the cyclone season approaches us in the southern hemisphere, the communities of the Caribbean are experiencing a repeat onslaught of hurricane devastation. At the same time, Vietnam is taking weather damage, whilst the Indian subcontinent is still in recovery mode. South of the projected landfall of Hurricane Maria, the results of the 7.1 strength earthquake south of Mexico City are yet to be fully appreciated. As much as these events are tragic, they have also mobilised the support of amateur radio operators around the areas. Frequencies of operation of safety nets were published and distributed via internet as the hurricane intensified, and literally within the hour, it is reported, of the earthquake. There is a recruiting call for ARIs, amateur radio emergency recruits, in parts of the USA. To join, hams have to be members of the ARRL, same as our licence assessors have to be WIA members. Not unsurprisingly, there was a surge in the numbers of people getting ham licences after the storm devastation of New Orleans. The value of flexible communications has not been lost to people around the globe when disasters strike. We don't know what this summer holds in store for us, but science is saying that even though storms may not be more frequent, they are much fiercer. I can't imagine that lightning would strike twice in the same place, as has happened in the West Indies. But as people with the skills to help, can we amateurs sit back and just say, "She'll be right, mate"? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.